American health officials said Sunday that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine appears to be safe and effective for children under 5. Children under 5 is the only group not yet able to be vaccinated for the coronavirus in the United States. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, shared its findings of the Pfizer shot ahead of a meeting this coming Wednesday. There, outside experts will vote on whether the shots are ready for the nation's 18 million babies and young children. Late last week, the FDA published a similar study of Moderna's shots for children under 6. If health officials approve the shots by one or both companies, vaccinations could begin as soon as next week. Some parents have been pressing U.S. officials for months for the chance to protect their smallest children. The pressure has increased as fewer adults are now wearing face coverings or following other public health measures. In the U.S., only about 3% of COVID cases are in the age group of 6 months to 4 years. But the FDA found hospitalization and death rates in that group are higher than those for older children. The FDA said children who received Pfizer's shots during testing developed high levels of virus-fighting antibodies expected to protect them against the coronavirus. But additional testing showed important differences with stronger results for Pfizer. Pfizer's vaccine is given as a 3-shot treatment. It appeared 80% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID-19, although that was based on just 10 cases found among study participants. The number could change as Pfizer's study continues. Moderna's 2-shot treatment was only about 40% to 50% effective at preventing milder infections. But the two companies' shots were tested at different times during the pandemic, when different variants were spreading. Moderna has begun testing a 3rd shot for young children. On Wednesday, the FDA will ask an independent group of vaccine experts to debate both companies' data before voting. The FDA is not required to follow the group's recommendations, but the process is seen as an important step in judging the vaccines. The FDA is expected to make its official decision shortly after Wednesday's all-day meeting. The next step, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which recommends how to use vaccines, will have its own group of experts to debate which children need vaccinations. It is not clear how much demand there will be for the shots. A recent study suggests only 1 in 5 parents of young children would get their kids vaccinated right away. And less than a third of those ages 6 to 11 have gotten the 2 recommended shots, official data says. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech plan to offer 2 shots 3 weeks apart. That would be followed by a 3rd at least 2 months later. The children's dose is 1/10 the amount given to adults. Pfizer is currently the only company with an approved COVID-19 vaccine for older U.S. children. Moderna is seeking FDA approval for 2 shots, each 1/4 of its adult dose. They are given about 4 weeks apart. The FDA currently only permits Moderna's vaccine for use in adults. But some countries permit full-size doses for teenagers and half-size shots for kids ages 6 to 11. That is a step the FDA also is considering. More than 30,000 U.S. children younger than 5 have been hospitalized with COVID-19. There have also been nearly 500 coronavirus deaths in that age group, U.S. health officials say. I'm Dan Novak.